And welcome back to an episode of Geeks Truth, Me and Boy Eli.
Me, Joe.
Hey, it's Daniel.
And as we come to the end of the year, we come to the end of this year's podcast. This is the last episode of the year. As we always tend to do, we like to do our thoughts on the recent Game Awards. So this year was interesting. We had a swept, another swept this year.
I mean, is it a sweep? I mean, like, they didn't win two of the categories they were nominated for, but yeah, they still won like a large amount of awards.
What are the two ones I can't think of?
One was Player's Voice. They lost to Withering Waves, and I can't recall what was the other one.
Dude, I swear they won everything.
Because what? I mean, yeah, you can look up
Yeah,
the
we're gonna
player.
go through like all the winners in a bit, and then we'll talk about the ones that we discussed in the previous episode. First, any reveals that you guys want to talk about real quick, aside from Mega Man?
Let's see. So for all the Star Wars fans out there, for me at least, there's two. But I know for all of them, it's probably the one, which is Fates of the Old Republic, because Knights of the Old Republic, it's a beloved RPG. People love it to death. I don't know what happened with the remake, but people are waiting for that still because it's such an amazing story.
Yeah, that's immediately the thing I thought about was what happened in the remake. The pod racing game looks fun as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, what's his name? Guado? No, it's not Guado. The racing alien from
Sebulba.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, Phantom Menace.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Sebulba.
Sebulba, that's what it is. Sebulba. Yeah, that's cool.
I didn't fucking remember.
Hey, listen, man. I get it. Phantom Menace is probably not the best. It's definitely not like a good movie. I mean, I know we have people who are like, oh, the prequels are secretly great. Let's say, eh, are they though? Like,
Originals somewhere down in the middle between the prequels and sequels.
yeah, it's just an infight between the prequels and the sequels. It's always going to be OT no matter
Except
what.
for that last one, the last sequel movie, Rise of
The Rise
Skywalker.
of
I think everyone
Skywalker.
just kind of comes in agreement that's the best, that's the worst one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I didn't think it was possible, but they made something that was probably harder to watch than episode two.
And that's crazy because episode two,
Oh.
that's a, yeah, I mean, episode two for a while was definitely the worst one.
Yeah, it was. Like we only like he and I only meme like quoted for meme purposes.
I don't like sand.
It gets everywhere.
Like, I forget. Was it episode two or three? We had that convoluted like assassination attempt.
Was two.
Yeah, it was two.
Yeah, so like this guy wanted to kill, fucking her. They wanted to kill her, but he didn't want to do it. So he got another guy to do it, but they don't want to do it. So he got the other guy, and then he didn't want to do it. So he got the other guy. So he didn't want to do
Clearly,
it.
we
So he got
watched
the
Robot of the
robot.
Year.
Then the robot
Yeah.
didn't want to do it. He sent in like some weird slug bug monster. It's like, what?
Was it Red Letter Media or was it Cinema Ether?
No, it's Red Letter Media. What was his name? I forget the name of the
Mr.
dude.
Blinkett?
Mr. Plinkett. Yeah,
Yes,
the Mr. Plinkett reviews.
that
It's ridiculous. It just don't make any sense.
one, obviously, the two. We not only got one Tomb Raider announcement, we got two.
Oh yeah, too. So like once is a completely brand new adventure, and then the other one is a remake of the very first game as well.
Which is really cool. I like that. Just
Yes.
and they're coming in a year apart from each other.
Yeah, and I think they're pulling a Devil May Cry as well, because I don't know if they confirmed it, but I think it's going back to the original Lara Croft and not the reboot.
Oh yeah.
I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Not to say like the reboot like was
No,
like
like
a trilogy, right?
I mean, I heard some mixed things about the third one, but I enjoy like the first reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always heard solid things from at least like the first two games. So
Yeah.
at the same time, though, it is kind of neat to go back to the OG Lara Croft
Oh
story and all
yeah.
that stuff.
No, yeah, because
And
like I noticed it too. Like the moment that Laura started speaking, it's like, oh, she got a British accent again.
yeah.
I was like, is that Angelina Jolie? No, it's not.
I mean, she was in the movies twice.
Oh, we got the Divinity trailer, which was
Lariat Studios, the guys that made Baldur's Gate 3 into their other game
That
series.
was a weird trailer.
Very
Yeah,
weird.
so I did not expect all the way.
I don't know much about Divinity. I know like I'm aware of the other titles like Original Sin 1 and 2, and those are completely different, I think. I think they're more akin to Diablo. I might be
Yeah.
mistaken on that, so don't quote me on it.
Yeah.
But I looked it up, and I remember, and it says it was an action RPG. So
Mm.
so I I imagine it'll be very different to what I'm familiar with because I play bits of like Baldur's Gate 3. So I'm not expecting like a top-down kind of style, like since it's going to be like an action
No,
style.
I get that.
Yeah.
Honestly, the whole time I was watching the Game Awards, I was like, man, there's a lot more blood and sex going on. There was a lot more blood and sex.
That's how you know we're a legit game award show. We show all of it. You can't have kids watching this, even though there is an award for best family game.
And you have Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
so
Miss
like
Piggy was
she
doing
probably
in
had
the
like
background
a
when that
personal
was
moment with
happening.
Jeff.
See again?
She might have a personal moment with Jeff behind the stage.
Oh, Kermit, no. Honestly, he deserves better.
I mean, they've been in an abusive relationship for how long? Like, I feel like Kermit is probably happy that, it's like,
Are they even still
finally,
dating?
this.
Because are they still dating? Because I remember, like in a TV show, like they're broken up.
No, they kind of get back together. I remember watching that show. That wasn't a bad show. It just kind of got weird halfway, and you could tell it
I
was.
thought it was a fun idea.
Yeah, it's Office with the
Oh, it's
Muppets.
awesome! Like turning into
Yeah.
The Office. I love it, but then I don't know. I guess like they were being too mature with the humor, and then parents didn't like it, and so they got rid of it, which is sad because it was getting better like throughout towards the end of the season.
Yeah, you kind of have to get used to the idea it was going to be basically The Office, but with Muppets, and that idea in of itself is kind of funny.
Yeah,
It's
just feel
humor.
like a lot more cynicism with it as well.
Yeah. All right. Those most of the reveals that we kind of remember. Honestly, a lot of the games that they showed off were interesting, but I felt like it was just kind of like I kind of wanted something like a little bigger,
Yeah, I mean, I remember there's one, like, I don't really care about Total War or Warhammer, but Total War, Warhammer 40K, it actually kind of looks cool, so I might want to check
Oh
it
no,
out
yeah. No,
later.
yeah, I get that. Oh, we also got first look at Street Fighter, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Street Fighter the movie.
I mean, it looks all right from what I'm saying. Like, it looks hype, but it's a trailer. It's supposed to look hype.
Yeah.
I don't like the El Fuerte slander that happened at the end of the trailer.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
If you don't
you
know, they
don't
showed
see
El
it,
Fuerte
but if you
first.
pay attention and slow things down, you can see like El Fuerte being slammed down in the ring.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure the guys who are directing this might have played Street Fighter 4 and, like, we hate that dude.
I get it, I get it. He's
Yeah,
fun to
no, but
play
he's, like,
with
the
because
only
he's
guy that looks
annoying.
like me. All right, so.
Sorry, I just re remembered another one, like a new game in, for Control. I think it's a sequel.
Oh, right. Dude, okay, so you and I were texting each other throughout the show.
No,
We
dude,
were both like,
that threw me off, man. 'Cause, like, don't get me wrong, I'm excited for it, but when I saw like they were slowly lowering the guy down into the stage, and you see the back of his like his jersey or whatever, and it says P6, I was like, no freaking way, this is Persona
No,
6.
no, no. And I told you, dude, no, look at the art style. That there's no way this can be Persona 6. There's no way they go that realistic. And
Like
then it's like, oh,
no.
it's Control.
I'm honestly surprised that game is getting a sequel. I mean, not to say that the game was bad. I heard good things about it. Just, like, how long was the first one ago? Like, 2015? 2016?
No, way back.
No, it was like around PS4, so I want to say maybe when did the PS5 and Series X how it came out?
That came out in
20,
2020.
yeah. I want to say maybe 2019,
That sounds
18.
about right. Yeah.
Like it came out
Also,
around the same year as RE2 remake.
shout out to Games for Girls, that little group that helps.
That little like
Yeah.
charity group thing.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
like that. I mean, I was on my phone because I was like texting people back and forth, but I really like that idea of just having kids being able to get into gaming. But let's get to the winners. So we're gonna start off with from bottom to top. Let me know if I'm about to talk about a one that we're gonna plan on talking about in a minute.
I have the list of ones that we talked about.
Yeah.
So.
So best esport team, the winner for that is Team Vitality, which is gonna be for Counter-Strike. And for Player's Voice, this is the one that Player Obscure lost to. It lost, which again, a person I don't count it as part of the not the sweep. But
Well, I mean, it's a fan.
it's a fan.
It's like 100% like fans vote for
Yeah.
this
I can
one.
totally see this being like back and forth, but honestly, I was a little shocked by Withering Waves.
It's the gacha gamers, man. They want their free pulls. I
Yeah,
mean,
like, I don't really care about Withering Waves, but I'm happy that it won because I don't know how many fucking years of Genshin Impact has been winning that damn category.
Yeah, I mean, if I recall correctly, they beat at least one of the Sonic games one year, right? Wasn't it Frontiers? I think.
I think that was the last 1 or 2 years ago, yeah, with Sonic Frontiers. And then
Yeah, so
and
I.
then it could have had like a second chance with Cross Worlds Racing, but they lost in the first round. It didn't even last.
Yeah. I mean, listen, like I said, man, gacha gamers will do anything to get just one more pool, man. So
These guys
they'll.
are addicts, good lord.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Anyways, next one.
Best esports
We
player.
did talk a little bit about this last time,
We
I
did,
think.
but I think we said that we wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't the guys we were going for.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
true.
Yeah, so because it wasn't Mena and it wasn't Kakarou. A
Yeah.
lot of us agree that Xiaohai should have been up there. But the winner for that was Chovy, who's goes by Zheng Ji Hoon. I apologize if I mispronounced that.
Korean.
Who's a League of Legends player. Best esports game for that, to no one's surprise, Counter-Strike 2.
It's always between Counter-Strike, League of Legends, and
Yeah, no,
Dota, so.
a lot of those are just going to be
From
like,
the
the ones
Battle
you
Riot
beat.
game one, so that's good.
Exactly. Best content creator of the year was the boy, the man with the white shirt, the man with the deep voice. He is a bat, but not ma Batman, but he's a man bat. Charlie Moist Critical.
That was so interesting too, because when you because he was watching the stream, and if you look at the highlight of when
Like
he
he
got
did
announced
not
for
want to
that,
win. He
he
really
didn't
didn't
really
give a
want to
shit about the
win. He was like,
reward.
please don't let it be me. And then he announces like, well, that's cool, I guess.
And that is the exact tone he said it to.
I
Yeah.
mean, like to be fair, Moist has done a lot. I mean, heck, he's even been like, hey, I'm not gonna monetize my content anymore because I'm kind of set for life at this point, which is honestly a
Yeah.
pretty cool thing for the guy to do. Like, I mean, like, props out to Charlie, man. He's a cool guy. Like, he deserves the recognition, even if he's like, I don't need it, you know. I think what was the next one you're talking about?
I wanted to talk about most anticipated game, but I feel like that's one of our
Yeah,
what
we did talk a little bit about that, but at the
yeah.
same time, we kind of also knew what it was gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna be GTA 6. I was kind of rooting for Resident Evil, but not surprised there.
Mate,
We all
it's
knew.
Grand
This one we will talk about, so we're not gonna go into that one. Best multiplayer. The winner for that one is Orc Raiders. But
Hey, Stroud, you won something.
Shroud, you should be happy.
I don't know much about Arc Raiders, so I can't really get into it.
Yeah, I
So.
mean, I can't say much either. I mean, I hear it's good, so it should deserve, if it's really that good, it should deserve the award. But, he was like, it should be game of the year. We multiplayer gamers, we don't get anything. It's like.
You get an award. Calm down.
Yeah.
All right, so best sports and racing game. Me and Dan are literally texting each other, Rob, because the winner for that is Mario Kart Worlds. I don't disagree. I enjoy that game, but I'm not gonna deny, I feel like the Sonic gamers kind of deserve this one.
Yeah. Is Sonic Racing Cross Worlds better than Mario Kart 8? No, I think Mario Kart 8 is a better game. But is it better than Mario Kart World? No, yeah, definitely. I think it's better. Like, I like the idea that we're going for World, but I don't know. I didn't think it was an amazing step up that I thought it would be from 8.
I've always felt like the transitions were cool, but then weren't implemented in a way that wouldn't make everyone happy. But everyone's just, to each their own. Best Sim Strategy, the winner for that is, unsurprisingly, Final Fantasy Tactics. Sorry, Jay. I know you wanted your Jurassic Park World.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I felt it weird the combined sim games and strategy games because I don't know. It's like it doesn't feel right for Jurassic World to be competing against Final Fantasy in the same category. They don't. They
Fair.
feel completely different games.
That's fair.
And
Oh, yeah.
honestly, well, good props to Final Fantasy Tactics. I mean, that's
Yeah.
good, good, very good.
All right, best family game. The winner for this one is Donkey Kong Bonanza. Good old Doug Bowser was happy on that.
Yep. mean,
He
it'd
might
be
have
great
teased the
to.
Smash Brothers game, but we know both, all three know it's not gonna happen.
Listen, all I'm saying is he looked at the camera when he said that. He's like, I guess people really do like smashing. And it's like, listen, I might be a guy with a bunch of red string on a wall right now, but it might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week. It might not even be next year. But Smash is coming. We just don't know when yet.
Crazy.
Like eventually, and then Sakura has to go through the hell of keeping his mouth shut because literally anything that comes out of his mouth comes out as a false hint or anything like that.
So just to make sure this wasn't the category we talked about,
I
right?
mean, no, we did not talk about that one.
Okay, so best RPG, the winner of that, and this is the first win for what essentially is basically the sweep. Clair Obscur Expedition 33. To no one's surprise.
Yeah, especially in the RPG department, right?
No, yeah, that one has a like a chokehold on it. Well, I don't believe this is one we talked about, was it?
No, it was not.
Okay, best action adventure game, the winner for that, Hollow Knight Silksong.
Yeah.
Was that, well, this is the one where Jeff was like, "See, you won something."
Which that's definitely a weird comment, because I mean, if you know the context, was it Team Cherry, right? That's the name of the studio. They decided not to come because they felt like Expedition 33 was going to win a majority of the awards, or at least Game of the Year, so they didn't feel obligated to go.
Oh, that's what that was? I thought they were just, shooting. Okay.
Yeah, no, like they said they're too busy to do it, and even if they did, they didn't really think it was kind of worth the time because yeah, 'cause they knew Expedition was gonna get all the awards, and even to add even more to their to their comment, like they were kind of right because like it was only given like a 4 second ovation about it. It's like, okay, so winner is Silk Song, you say you win, and just move on to the next category.
Okay, we got best action game, and the winner for that one is Hades 2, which yeah, no, it was gonna be Hades or Ninja Gaiden for me, so that was no surprise there. And best VR slash AR, or the winner for that one is The Midnight Walk.
Yeah,
I've never played this game.
well,
I
yeah,
haven't been playing
we don't
VR
get
a lot
you.
this year, but I heard good things about the Midnight Walk and Alien Recursion. But
All right,
Midnight
that
Walk,
was a
I gotta
category
try
we talked
out.
about. Did we talk about this?
No, we did not talk about
Okay.
that one.
I was gonna double check because man, I don't know, and I know it's been like 2 weeks or whatever, or a week. Just I go through it. I have to do a lot of stuff, so a lot of things get thrown back in the back of the head. So for best indie debut game, we have Clair Obscur Expedition 33, the second win.
I know some people probably felt a little miffed about this one because a fair amount of the Expedition 33 devs were from like former Ubisoft devs, so they feel like it shouldn't be technically indie, but at the same time, it's a new
It's
studio.
a new studio and it's their first game, and they were again 32 people plus a dog.
Yeah.
That's still pretty low.
Like, I feel like this is the award that I don't think Expedition would have to worry about or care for because, it's the studio's first brand new game, and you won Best Indie Game. But I feel like the other nominees, they probably would have should have won like the award for Best Debut.
I agree.
Yeah, because like you said, it was composed of, like former devs from Ubisoft, and so they already had the experience. They know what to do, and they work with the budget that they were given to, which was like $10 million, I think.
Along with the best indie game, the best independent game goes also to Expedition 33. That is the third win.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Best community support. This would actually caught me off guard. Baldur's Gate 3 is the winner for this category. I didn't realize that.
I know they kept dropping updates. They said they were gonna do any DLCs or anything like that for Baldur's Gate, but I do know that they were consistently making updates for the game. So I get. So yeah, like. That caught me off guard as well, but I was expecting like Final Fantasy 14 to win again, like it usually
No,
does.
I'm on the same group. I think we all of us were like at least maybe Final Fantasy 14. All right, for best ongoing game, which can I just say the people who announced this were it was so off. You had the cast of Street Fighter show up after your reveal trailer to announce the winner for best ongoing. Why?
Yeah, there's clearly only one category this cast should have,
been doing the like announcing the winner for, and it's very misplaced, you
Oh
know?
yeah, very much.
Yeah. And there was a weird thing they did, the cast did too. Like they were calling out, like, "Oh, also on stage is the cast of Mortal Kombat. Oh,
I
they're
forgot
not
that was gonna
here."
happen. I was like, "Oh, that's cool. You guys also getting the cast of Mortal Kombat? Like, all the
No,
fighting game guys, yeah,
no,
to announce a fighting game.
yeah,
Oh,
no.
they're doing
It
a
gets
fighting
even
game. What?"
weirder when he goes deeper into his comment too. It's like, "Oh, the Mortal Kombat guys aren't here. Well, that's because they don't love you as much as we do. We care about y'all. They didn't bother to come up." And I was like,
Yeah, the guy who plays Dan is like a comedian, but he's like one of those like, I'm gonna be kind of like a dick. So, which not Dan, not very much Dan at all, but
He doesn't even
he.
look like a Dan to me. He looks more like a Waluigi.
Oh shit, he'd be such a good Waluigi.
That, you know what? Listen, I'm gonna just shoot one to Nintendo right now. I don't care that we're that the Mario Galaxy movie's already coming out. Get this man as
He
Waluigi
looks so slimy to be him, too. I'm pretty sure the Waluigi fans are like, no. But the winner for this one was No Man's Sky.
Which I think that's like the second or third time No Man's Sky has won in a row, right? For the best ongoing game.
Give them credit. Give them credit. Do you remember how it launched and over the years, how much they fixed everything?
Yeah,
Yeah.
which
For free.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's a real testament to that game, honestly. You know, I mean, because I think for a while I think it was Fortnite, but then eventually, No Man's Sky was winning that award a lot. So, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And for best games of impact, the winner for this was South of Midnight. I'm happy for that. That's a game I wanted to be interested in. I was interested in playing. I just never had the time for it.
Yeah,
But I'm
it's
happy
a
for
great
it.
game. It's fun. I recommend it. Also, you got to announce, coming to PS5 and Switch 2 as well.
Yes, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for
Switch
them.
2 is pretty cool too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All
Yeah.
right, so we also have innovation in accessibility. For the winner of that is Doom: The Dark Ages.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's cool.
I mean, like I said, they give you an extreme amount of features to mess with, like a pairing window, how fast and slow you want the game to be, lots of different options in there.
All right. Was this one we talked about? Let me double check. Pull up the list here. No, surprisingly, we didn't. Oh, okay. Best performance, unsurprising to many, because we have three people from the same game to be on this category. The winner is Clair Obscur Obsidian 33 with Jennifer English, who plays. I think I can't say that because both of you haven't played the game.
Well, no, I think I know the character. She's the young lady,
Yeah, Mael. But there's,
male, yeah.
let's just say she voices a different character, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's so funny, because when they were announced, they had they do the classic award style thing of showing all the contest, the nominees with
Yeah.
Charlie Cox with just his picture, like that's it,
Yeah.
because.
Yeah.
Again, the man has been like, I haven't played the game. I don't really want to play the game.
Humble to it. Humble all the way, man.
Yeah. Well,
Which
I'm
I
sure he
like.
was
I
really
appreciate.
busy with Daredevil and all
Though you heard that story about how people recognize him for being in the game more than they recognize him for being Daredevil.
that's crazy.
It wouldn't surprise me. It happens all the time. I mean, I forgot the guy's name, Steve Ogg. People recognize him as Trevor from GTA 5, and it got to the point where it's like, I'm in other stuff too besides Grand Theft Auto.
Please, guys, I have a portfolio of work. The best audio design for the winner of that will be Battlefield 6.
I mean, that's fine. They got to do a lot of stuff. I mean, I've been playing a little bit of Battlefield 6 myself.
Battlefield
Six
6, I
feels good.
mean, the action and the sounds design's cool.
Yeah.
Not as amazing I mean, in my personal opinion, like I think Silent Hill F, I have a horror bias too, because
Dude, I don't blame you. I've seen stuff from them. Like, yeah,
like playing
no,
that
that's.
game with the headphones on
Yeah.
and surround 3D audio and all that, it creeps me the hell out. It disturbs me. So,
Oh
yeah.
yeah. So for best score in music, to no surprise, Clair Obscur Obscur 33, Lorian Testard, the well technically it's not bet SoundCloud, was it?
Oh, it was sponsored by Sound.
No. Like they say he did discover him in SoundCloud, but it wasn't SoundCloud. I think it was something else.
Spotify?
No.
No, it wasn't a SoundCloud, but it did like look him up somewhere, and they hired him on the spot, and he came out with the music that we got in 33.
Yeah, no. If you haven't played the game, if You heard the music from this. It's amazing. This was not one of the categories, was it?
No, it wasn't.
All right, best art direction. The winner of that, surprising no one, Clair Obscur Season 33.
I don't know, man. If
I
I'm
don't
gonna be honest, I feel like something like Silk Song or
like
Hades 2 should have won that.
saying like I was thinking either Silk Song or Hades 2, but I don't know. Like, I think
It's
it's
a
because
tough call, at least. We can all agree on that.
I don't know. I think it's because like it's a weird difference. Because to me, when I think of something more artistic, and I look at Hades 2 or maybe even Silk Song,
Yeah,
and
something with the
then
art style.
yeah, with the art style. But then I look at Death Stranding or again Expedition 33. They have like a different style of realism to them as well. Yeah, so I probably need to open up my mind more, realizing it. Yeah, you can have the realism also as a beautiful piece as well compared to like,
Oh,
hand-drawn
yeah.
art as well.
All right. Was this one? All right. Best narrative. Clair Obscur Expedition 33.
Okay, to be fair, that was pretty grand. Like, so.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played it, so I can't, I can't disagree, but I mean, like, man, they didn't give Jeff's boy Kojima anything this night, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
No, like, you could tell Kojima's face is like, again?
He's like, wait a second. I thought I was only friends with you so I could win these things. What the hell? No, we didn't do that one
Okay,
either.
so best game direction, Clair Obscur Expedition 33.
Again, just I mean, what else? It felt like it's so funny because I'm pretty sure at a certain point, even the people there to the receive the awards for Expedition 33 were kind of just starting to run out of things to say. It was just like, oh yeah, we're thinking this guy and this guy, and just it's
I like how they all showed up in Barrett and if it's
get it because they're French.
Yeah.
All right, so what did we miss?
Best fighting
I
game.
mean, we'll go with the one of like order of least to most important, I think.
Well, I'm seeing the list. I called most of those already.
Well, yeah, that's because we kind of figured we knew who was gonna
Oh, that's
win
true. That's
that
true.
thing.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about best mobile game. Because we did
How did
something.
she say?
Yeah,
Ooh, Mama Sume.
Uma Musume, Pretty Derby wins best mobile game of the year, which that was pretty cool. Heck, did you see how people were reacting when she was reading the out, and then Uma Musume gets like a big applause of like, yeah,
That's how
Yeah.
that works.
So, that's again, that's the impact this game has had, it's crazy how much of an impact this
It's
game has had.
crazy. I was surprised to see that what's his name? I'm forgetting. The guy from who worked on Soul Calibur also worked on this game.
Well, didn't work on the game. He's the president of Cygames America. He
Sorry, go ahead.
no, I because I think I called it out because I'm like, wait a second, I remember you. I'm like, because I remember, yeah, he left Bandai Namco after Soul Calibur 6 ended development or whatever,
Like
after it
it
was done with
didn't
all
do
the
as well
DLC
as they hoped.
stuff.
So his end of the deal was like he would stay if it was successful, and if it wasn't up to their standards, he would leave, and he unfortunately had to
Yeah.
left.
Sadly that, we did
Yeah.
not. Hey, but I'm happy for him. He's doing good. And just wish he said, "Do your soul still burn?"
He's not. He can't anymore. He doesn't. He.
I just want to hear him say, "Do your soul still burn?" Because that was hype.
Somebody has to, right? In the next
Somebody.
decade, maybe, please.
Someone in this next few years has to say that. Or just invite him just to say it.
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Best adaptation. So this is the one we talked about. I think all of us were kind of just felt it had to be Last of Us 2, right?
Yeah, I think we were down to either Last of Us Season 2 or the Minecraft movie.
Yeah. I think I was very much for Last of Us 2, that I remember.
I remember I was going for Splinter Cell.
Yes. And I mean, I think everyone in agreement was, please don't let it be Devil May Cry. For the love of God, don't let it be Devil May Cry.
Yeah, like this year was kind of weak, and again, I can't believe they snubbed Sonic 3.
That's the thing at the end
That's
of
the
the day.
thing, yeah.
It really does feel like Sonic 3 should have been here. And I think it would have given Last of Us Season 2 a run for its money in terms of the
Yeah.
the win. But
Yeah.
you know, it's HBO show that follows very closely to the show or the game or
Actually, I
whatever.
feel like this one is the least accurate to the games, right? Doesn't it end with L almost getting shot or like dying? It's a
I
cliffhanger,
never
right?
played. I haven't played The Last of Us Part Two, so I don't know like much. I just know like the big details were like, this character dies. Ellie goes through this journey and didn't realize the whole thing she was doing is bad. So basically, throughout the whole game, of you doing bad stuff, it kind of defeats the purpose of the moral of the story.
Yeah, no, that's understandable.
And then Until Dawn was an awful, awful movie. Because like,
Yeah,
I
I
don't know if you
heard.
played Until Dawn, have you?
I've watched streamers. That was a game more like I feel like I'd rather watch someone than actually play it.
Okay, so you know the idea is basically it's like a pick your own, adventure story kind of like a deal with
I know the concept for those guys. So when I heard the premise for the movie, I was like, oh, that's kind of lazy.
Yeah, so like to get around the whole point of the game, which is basically your choice, decides what happens next. It
Yeah.
was basically like a time loop, and it's like I
It works with that idea, but I feel like it's also like, sure. Because the immediate thing you're gonna think about it is like respawn.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I didn't want. That's why I kind of wasn't that much fan. What other category are we missing? Fighting game, best fighting game of the year. After so much.
They finally learned
They
from
finally
multiverses
learn.
not to give them the win when it's not ready.
Yeah, no, 2XKO is coming out next year. All right, guys, calm down. We got Mental Versus coming out next year. Calm down.
Heck, if anything, it was cool to see them announce a new character to 2XKO, Caitlyn. So that was cool.
Yeah, for like a brief second. And
Oh,
also release date for console versions. yeah.
yeah. Oh, speaking of new characters for fighting games, Invincible Versus is getting a completely brand new character for the Invincible universe.
Yeah, no, I like when I saw her, I was like, wait a minute, she's not from the books. I don't remember her from the books. I don't remember.
Yeah,
You
I'm
were asking
asking
me if it was in the
too. It's
books, so I was
like,
like,
dude,
it
like
has to be new.
she hasn't appeared in the show at all. Like, does she appear in the comic later or something? And yeah,
No,
no.
yeah, and I was like, no, she has to be entirely new because I do not remember her from the comics. She has
Yeah.
way too specific powers to forget.
Yeah, like a brand new official character for Robert Kirkman and everything.
Yeah, which that's cool. What other category are we missing?
I think that was about I mean, obviously the big one, Game of the Year.
Game of the Year. Obviously, so let me just go through the who was in the nominations for that one, just to give it the respect it deserves. So you have Death Stranding 2 on the Beach from Kojima Productions, slash Sony Interactive Entertainment, Hades 2 by Supergiant Games, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, War Horse Studios, Steve Silver, Hollow Knight Silksong, Team Cherry, and Donkey Kong Bonanza, Nintendo, basically. And a Clair Obscur Expedition 33 from Sandfall Interactive slash Kepler Interactive. The silence should already tell you we already know who won.
Yeah.
Like, there's a moment I'm like, all right, guys, let's all say it in unison. I'm like, no, let's not do that. So the winner for that one is Expedition 33. Again, no surprise. Out of all the categories, I think they've only technically lost one, but if you're like, it's still a sweep.
Yeah, of all the, I guess the big ones of terms of like best narrative, best direction, a lot of those big ones,
Yeah.
it's pretty crazy how much it won. It's almost like when I think Last of Us Part Two had like that big run during when it was up for nominations, which I
You're
mean
also forgetting Baldur's Gate 3.
that's true, yeah, Baldur's Gate 3 definitely also had a fair amount.
And again, I think it wasn't a surprise to me because I've said this before, the game has just the development for the game of itself is a fantastic story. Former devs coming in together to want to make a game that they've always wanted to play, a game that they want to play, and it is so, like luck after luck after luck. Like in reality, it should have fallen apart. Like
Yeah.
the voice, like the writer was a in addition to voice acting, then she ends up writing the story. We just talked about how the guy who made the music is not from SoundCloud, but basically SoundCloud kind of like, so like, no, this game has a story and like it has to win for the year.
Yeah, and like it proved everything. You don't need an extreme budget like how Ubisoft was doing. Like I remember, do we remember how much they put into Skull and Bones, like their pirate game?
I don't recall. Is that game even out? I don't
It's
even
been
remember.
out.
Yeah, it's been out for a while, dude.
Jesus Christ. All I remember from it is being in development hell for years.
Yeah, like it's a quadruple A game from them, and they spent so much money, and there was like so many dev teams working on that, and just ended up as a horrible, horrible flop for them.
Yeah, because this game came out when the hype of Black Flag was still going, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, and then we saw something similar with Microsoft. Fortunately, Perfect Dark got canceled, and that was their quad A games as well. So yeah,
Yeah,
we're seeing
no.
like the studios putting so much extreme amounts of money into these games, and almost like nothing, they either come out not as great as we hoped they were, being a flop, or being downright canceled. And then we see the guys behind Expedition 33. Don't get me wrong, like 10 million, that's still a big budget for a game like that.
Of course.
Yeah, but like at least it's not like in hundreds of 100 millions like the other games, like Final Fantasy or Call of Duty or anything else like
It's
that.
not beholden by bigger corporations who want like an un like a dumb enough amount of money for it to come back to, right?
Yeah, because that kind of mindset just ruins games for a lot of people. For me, I love Dead Space. Dead Space got the remake, got great reviews. People love it, but EA says it's not making a lot of money as we thought it did. And so Dead Space is basically like in hell again, like never to come back until something comes up.
It's the same thing with like Final Fantasy. Like they're putting so much stake into like a game that it's again Final Fantasy, not the biggest game series since like the 90s, guys. It's gonna make money, but it's not gonna make the money.
Yeah, and like you see like the sales numbers all the time, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, like over like 100 million copies or whatever, and this game must be doing great. Then every time they have like a stockholders meeting to come out and say, yeah, we're sorry it didn't meet our standards. Like, what's your standards then? If like it sold so many copies like worldwide, and you're not satisfied with that, like expect.
Dude, you're not wrong to go off because like Jesus Christ, like again, like I get it. You this is like almost a like you can make movie money out of this, but also like you're not like a Call of Duty that or Candy Crush where those games are gonna get the most like normal people.
Yeah.
Like your Final Fantasy, your JRPG, you are a JRPG. People have a hard time getting into the idea of RPGs already. But funny enough that we were talking about this, Joe apparently just whispered into me like we
So apparently, it has been stated the Star Wars Fate of the Old Republic game has only started development as of this moment. It may not be ready until 2030 at the earliest.
I mean, hopefully the wait's not too long. I mean, like I've waited for like basically two whole game developments, basically with Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah, look how that turned out.
I mean, I haven't played it yet. I have it.
I
Hopefully, I'll
want
have
to
fun with
play
it.
it. I mean, I hear mixed things about it, but I kind of want to play it just to like get my own sense on it. Especially since I
Yeah.
finished Dread, and I'm like, I gotta play another Metroid. I mean, it's right there, you know?
No. Yeah. Like, I don't. I'm lowering my expectations. I don't think it's gonna be as great as before, like the previously our games in a trilogy, but I'm still hoping for something fun.
Remember, this took almost a decade to make, so it's a perfect game. It will not be a good game. It has to be at least
Yeah.
decent is all we ask. But no, yeah, that's about it. I can say it for the Game Awards. So yeah, you guys have anything else to say in the meantime?
I mean, Mega Man coming back is cool. What, 2027, right?
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
just in time for the 40th anniversary, I think. Oh, that is true. Nice, I like that.
I heard that as well. Yeah, 2027 will be the 40th anniversary of Mega Man.
Right, because 2018 was the 30th. 17, sorry.
Yeah, so.
Because 2018 is when the last one came out.
Yeah. Wait, has it
Yeah.
been that long?
Yes, I thought so too.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. It's kind of I thought about it too when I was thinking about it, like how long ago was Mega Man 11? Because there was quite a few people who were like, man, Capcom's done nothing with Mega Man. They forgot. I'm like, dude, Mega Man 11 came out, right? Like, how long was
Yeah.
that? It's
It
like
literally felt like it came out like 1 or 2 years ago.
I thought it came out at least in like 2020. I thought, honestly, when you
Yeah.
weren't that far off. But I was like, yeah, it's not been that. It hasn't been that
You
long.
know why? It's 'cause like there was something about Mega Man 11 that just it wasn't bad from what I've heard, but it was just like there's something missing. There was just a sense missing. And like but now I think we're in a good spot where, you know, they can go as hard as they can. You know what? I think it's 'cause like it was you can tell it was made for like something like the Switch.
I guess.
No, I think that's what it is. Yeah, but I think that's a good place to end it. Congratulations to Expedition 33 for winning most of the categories, except for one. If you're counting that one, Dan wants to be the one to be like, no, technically they didn't sweep, but you know, I'll say it sweeped.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, we got some cool reveals. Like, we finally saw some Leon gameplay in Resident Evil 4, some other cool stuff, like, again, with the Star Wars games and everything else like that. A brand new character in the Invincible Universe, just like Android. What was this? Not
21.
60. Yeah, Android 21 with Dragon Ball Fighters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like this year, it was pretty alright. Not as grand like last year. I mean, we had Okami sequel. Like, my God.
That's the thing. Actually, I'm expecting. Clip this now. All you out there. Next year, at the Game Awards, we're getting an announcement for a new Devil May Cry game. Spending money on it. If not that, Bally Ace Attorney. No, they'll start off with Ace Attorney, then do Devil May Cry
No,
at the
the
end.
Capcom said they want to bring back those games. They want to do more Ace Attorney, Mega Man, and Devil May Cries.
Yes.
And I'm down for that. No, it's gonna feel so weird without Itzuno, with Devil May Cry.
Yeah, but we'll see how that turns out. But
I mean, Street
anyways,
Fighter did
you.
fine without Ono. So hopefully, the same, applies for Devil May Cry.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. I think that's a good spot to end it for now. All right, if you guys enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Most likely on Instagram, where you find a link tree to all podcasts. We're officially part of like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora. And you also find a link to the YouTube for all you other listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice. And a Patreon for any form of support. That's the end. This is the last episode of the year, guys. For any of you out there listening, have a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. It's been your boy Eli.
Me, Joe.
It's Daniel.
And we'll see you guys in 2027. Peace. Wait, 2026, sorry.
Yeah, 2026 is next year, dude.
Yeah,
You just want Mega Man right now,
I
don't
do want Mega Man.
Look, I get it, but look, we got Resident Evil first, okay?
That's true. That's true. Anyways, you guys have a good one. Peace.